This is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. My name is Daniel White IV. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to the Associated Press, three American service members and a U.S. contractor were killed when their convoy hit a roadside bomb on Monday near the main U.S. base in Afghanistan. The Taliban claim responsibility for the attack. The U.S. and NATO Resolute Support Mission said the four Americans were killed near the Bagram Air Force Base north of Kabul, while three others were wounded in the explosion. The wounded were evacuated and are receiving medical care. In accordance with the U.S. Department of Defense policy, the names of service members killed in action were being withheld until after the notification of next of kin. According to CBS DFW, police arrested three church pastors for allegedly tying up and using an extension cord to beat a confession out of a child. It happened 3 weeks ago at the church, a place for worship for all nations in Mesquite, Texas. Police investigators reviewed evidence and conducted interviews to determine that the three church pastors, Deborah Graham, David Graham, and Tanya Hill, committed two criminal offenses: unlawful restraint and engaging in organized criminal activity by committing an assault causing bodily injury. All three suspects who were said to be related were arrested at their home in Allen. According to the Associated Press, President Donald Trump and White House allies, pushing for a harder line on immigration, sped their campaign Monday to clean house at the Department of Homeland Security, pushing ahead with a mission far wider than the departure of Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. L. Francis Cisna, the head of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, and General Counsel John M. Mitnick were expected to leave their positions, and possibly several other longtime civil servants in other posts around the agency. Nielsen announced her registration on Sunday, and Trump announced that U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan would take over as secretary on an acting basis, leaving his border position open. According to the Associated Press, the United States said on Sunday that it has temporarily withdrawn some of its forces from Libya due to security conditions on the ground, as a Libyan military commander's forces advanced toward the capital, clashing with rival militias. A small contingent of American troops has been in Libya in recent years, helping local forces combat Islamic State and Al-Qaeda militants, as well as protecting diplomatic facilities. Marine Corps General Thomas Waldhauser, the head of U.S. Africa Command, said the security realities on the ground in Libya are growing increasingly complex and unpredictable. Even with an adjustment of the force, we will continue to remain agile in support of existing U.S. strategy. According to the Associated Press, Russian President Vladimir Putin hosted his Turkish counterpart in Moscow on Monday, discussing how to coordinate their next moves in Syria and how to deepen business ties, including the sale of advanced Russian missiles to Turkey that has riled the United States. Turkish President Erdogan's visit to Russia, his third this year, underlined the increasingly close cooperation between the two countries and Turkey's readiness to defy the U.S. Last week, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence warned Turkey that it was risking its NATO membership and its participation in the F-35 fighter program by failing to heed Washington's demand to cancel the contract with Russia for the S-400 air defense missile systems. After Monday's talks, Erdogan said that Turkey considers the Russian deal done and won't submit to pressure. You can read these stories and more at bcn1.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and was buried and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks for listening, and may God bless your day.